This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's brilliant to have you join us today, and I am super excited about this chat because our guest today is a phenomenal runner. He got into it sort of on a whim, but has incredible, incredible talent on the run. And we head back to Nova Scotia in Canada. Corey DeVoe, welcome back on. Corey, nice to touch base.
Oh, thank you. Nice to chat again.
Corey, I love the story about how you started in the sport of triathlon, how it all started with running, and you signed up for a half marathon. A week later, you ran your first one and ran a 1:35, which is phenomenal. You've obviously got some serious, serious chops on the run.
Yeah, thank you. It came pretty naturally. I mean, I'm not a super fast runner from my standards, but I'm certainly pretty good.
You're also a Boston qualifier.
Yes. Yes, I ran Boston in 2012 and this year, actually.
How cool was that experience? I mean, as an out-and-out runner, I mean, Boston is the holy grail. It's like Kona for triathlon. It must be pretty special to run that race.
It is. It's an incredible experience. The course from start to finish is lined with spectators. I think I heard somewhere that there was a million spectators along the course. So since the bombings in 2013, too, it's just really special being there. So it was an awesome experience.
Let's talk about the role of a run in an Ironman and particularly doing well in an Ironman. People say, you can win a race if you're a great cyclist, but let's be honest, it boils down to being a great runner.
Absolutely. You can have the best bike split out of anyone. You could be the fastest cyclist in the world. If you can't back it up with a run, you're done. So the run is very, very important.
You've dipped under three in marathons, standalone marathons. You've had a couple of pretty decent run performances in Ironmans as well. And one I want to touch on was the 2015 Lake Placid. You ran a 3:09 there. You won overall. You were the first man home. That must have been a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. Tell me about what's it like. I mean, it's one thing winning your age group, but it's one thing actually cutting that tape and being the first person to cross that finish line.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It still gives me chills just thinking about it and looking back at the pictures, and I can't even believe that I did that. It was unbelievable. But yeah, I did run a 3:09 that day. It was, I think I was in fourth position when I finished the bike, and I was able to run down the three people ahead of me. But, it was this really hot day. Coming from Nova Scotia, we didn't have our summer last year sucked. It was miserable, cold, rainy. So I didn't have a whole lot of time to get used to running in the heat. So when we went to Lake Placid, it was a scorcher of a day. So I was surprised at how my body handled the temperature as well. So it was a great day.
I'm sure, and one you'll never forget. Of that, I've got absolutely no doubt. But let's talk about what you feel gives you the edge on the run. What do you love doing? What really fires you up from a running perspective?
I think running, compared to the other two sports in triathlon, is that one sport where you can just become like, get in your head and kind of just become one with your body. And that's might not make a lot of sense to some people, but if you've ever experienced the runner's high, that I don't often feel that swimming or biking, but I do feel it running. So I think running is just it's a great feeling when you're running well, especially in a race. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes,
sorry,
no, it makes 100% sense because it's almost a type of meditation. That's the way I feel about it. And I get exactly what you're saying. You can almost switch off and forget that you're running. It's a weird, weird feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause when you swim, you're focusing on, well, just not drowning for one. And the bike, you're some of the speeds you hit on the bike, you always have to watch out for things and be aware of your surroundings. But the run, you can just let yourself go and get in a zone. And I love that about it.
Corey, you've obviously got some talent. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You don't run the times you run without having it. But would you say there's something that you've done over your career that's really helped your run and improve your run, if you could nail it down to one thing?
Again, being consistent, and I'm always running. Like, I don't run a whole lot of mileage compared to just people who are just runners. I think my mileage per week would be anywhere from 50 to 70K on average. But it's consistency and running with a purpose. You know, I don't just, sometimes I just go out and run very easy. Like, I don't take a Garmin with me. I won't take my heart rate monitor. I'll just run very easy. And then other days I have a workout and I follow it. But being consistent, and I've been fairly lucky to avoid injury, knock on wood. over the last 5 years, I haven't had a whole lot of injuries. So that has been probably the main reason for my success so far.
What? How many pairs of running shoes you reckon you've been through in the last 6 years?
20, maybe 24, 25. I'd probably say around 4 or 5 pairs a year.
What are you running?
This year I'm running in Zoots. I was very lucky enough to get a sponsorship with Team Zoot Canada this year. But before that, I was running in Saucony Canberra as my main shoe. But this year, I'm running in various Zoot brands, and they're fantastic. I'm hitting PBs this year, almost every race, so it's things are looking good.
Awesome stuff. Corey, favorite run workout, what do you absolutely love doing?
I like track workouts. I like short stuff, hard intervals where you're there and you're trying to keep up with your buddy. But I like longer tempos as well. One of my favorite workouts last year to prepare me for Ironman Lake Placid was I would go out and do a 15-minute warm-up, and I would do 20 minutes at 7 minutes per mile, 20 minutes at 6:40 per mile, and then 20 minutes at 6:20 per mile. So it was you got faster in 20-minute intervals over the course of the hour. That was probably one of my favorite workouts. So maybe long tempos would be my favorite.
Awesome stuff. Corey DeVoe, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Airs today. We look forward to catching up again soon. Thanks for your time, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.